Hey guys, what's up? It's Ahira for Epileptics. My name is Michelle Fiacco. I am your co-founder and chief marketing officer at Ahira for Epileptics. It's been a while since the last time we did a podcast, and that is just a lot of things going on with work and health and family and everything, just normal, and also during coronavirus. We've been in it for over a year now, and I think everyone's just trying to like get by and do what they got to do. Today, we are joined by a special guest, the CEO and co-founder of Ahira for Epileptics, Bruno Fiacco. Also my number one husband.
How you doing? Hello.
Hey, Bruno. So Bruno wanted to be on a podcast. He put together actually questions that he wants to ask me so that I can give you a full in-depth picture of epilepsy and seizures and what that all entails and what it looks like based on real life, pretty much just based on real life. So Bruno, why don't you let everyone know how you want to proceed.
Right. So I want to ask you, Michelle, questions from your perspective on how epilepsy and seizure activity affects you other than having it. Like seeing a person having a seizure hurt the other person trying to help when getting too close to the other. Now, is there any way, yes or no, to describe a seizure?
Okay, so definitely yes, we can definitely describe a seizure and go into details about that.
Right. Now, describe the events.
Okay, so events would be, Bruno would like to know, like, events of a seizure, where it starts, and how it goes and things like that. So I'm going to give an example. So most seizures happen for him in the bathroom, but on the side, 60% of all injuries for everyone happens in the bathroom, because it's, you know, there's a lot of dangerous elements in a bathroom. You have water, there's things that you can slip on, there's porcelain, there's whatever you have in the bathroom, metal, all kinds of things are in there. It's not a safe location for anybody. So Bruno's seizures usually occur in here, and it could be various triggers. It might be the light, it's too bright. It might be when he puts his head down to do something like brush his teeth or go to the bathroom or shower. Or it could just be that he's more sensitive in there. We don't know. We're trying to figure that out now. So an event that usually occurs is when he sits in the shower, he has a seizure within the first few minutes of that shower. Now, we have a regular tub and glass doors in this shower where we live now. So what we did was, you can't really fit a shower bench in there. You cannot fit a safety chair. And as we know from our experience, safety chairs are not good for someone who moves around a lot during an incident. Those are really good for like elderly people or people who sit still that are just like kind of showering or having someone else bathe them. They're not good for someone actually having a seizure. So that wouldn't work for us. And our shower, the way it's shaped, it does not really fit a chair. So it's actually more dangerous to have it in the shower for Bruno. What we do have is we have like a spa mat with a cushion, so I can lay it in the onto the shower floor and Bruno can then sit on top of it. And we also have like a spa pillow that goes behind his head for extra cushioning in case his head goes back. So usually when he gets in the shower, within the first few minutes, he does have a seizure and he does kind of like go back, sometimes really hard and sometimes a little bit lighter, but it happens. And then when that happens, I'm glad the pillow and stuff is there because that takes the brunt of anything that's happening to Bruno. So, you know, it keeps him safe. And that's the most important thing because you prevent head injuries. You don't want to have someone getting hurt, especially brain, because your brain does control pretty much every part of your body. So it's very important to keep that as safe as possible. And then when Bruno does have a seizure, sometimes he's flailing his arms, he's trying to grab. A couple of times he's tried to like get up, but he really can't because he's already on the ground. So it's safer for him in there. And I sometimes hand him a safety. We have one of those stress balls? Yes. I hand him that and he starts squeezing it. Sometimes he doesn't know what's going on as much, so he can't grab it. So sometimes he'll just have to flail his arms a little bit, come out of the seizure. So we also, I just wait and I keep, make sure he stays safe. So that's an event pretty much that has happened. And what I see and what Bruno doesn't know is going on, because that's what happens. And then after the shower, you know, after his seizure's done, he'll finish his shower, you know, and then he'll dry off while he's still sitting in the tub, and then he'll come out safely on the bars we have in the shower. We have safety bars. Everyone should have safety bars. I recommend it for anybody to have at least one in their shower that they can hold on to if they're tired. Let's say you had a nice night out with your friends, you're a little tipsy. It's perfect to hold on to so you can safely not go flying if the shower, the tub is pretty soapy. So I think it's, everyone should have that. So he has one, he has two to get in, two to get out. And then he gets right back in his a safety chair that we have. That's not really a safety chair, but it's strong, and we picked it because it's safe for what we need. So you have to figure out your needs. So yeah, I think that pretty much answers that. Bruno, is that satisfactory to you?
Yes. No, I was wondering, can you describe the reasons why I have seizures?
Okay, so as I mentioned, there's triggers that might be around. So, you know, if Bruno's, for Bruno, this is just for Bruno, everyone's an individual, everyone's different. For Bruno, if he's tired, even a little bit, he might have a seizure. If the light gets in his eye, it might be too bright, he might have a seizure. He's been wearing sunglasses in the shower, which help, but he still has a seizure, and that could just be because there is no reason. And that's also a thing. Sometimes there's no reason. We all, as humans, want a reason for everything that happens, and like some way to fix it, but sometimes it's not an easy fix and there is no reason. Sometimes it just is what it is. Brain activity went a little cuckoo in his head, the electrical activity, and he had a seizure. There's no rhyme or reason. You know, and when you try to figure out every single reason, you know no reasons, because you can't. It's, you know, they're still trying to figure out, the doctor, the neurologist, they're still trying to figure out what epilepsy is, what the seizures are. So we can't burden ourselves with trying to figure out everything. But yeah, there are definitely reasons, and everyone has to figure out their own reasons. Could be too much caffeine. It could be not enough sleep. It could be not enough water. Everyone has different triggers for their seizures. Yeah.
That's very true. It's been around for the beginning of the time anyway.
Yes.
So no one's just figured it out.
Right.
All right. So what about your reactions?
Okay, yes, yes, reactions. Okay, so right now I sound nice and calm, cool and collected. This is my normal person. Like, this is how I am. But sometimes during a seizure, if I'm having a bad day, rough day at work, or I'm just tired, sometimes, you know, I'm not in the mood for a seizure to occur. Like, sometimes I'm not mentally prepared, let's say, and I might react. I might react and say some curses. I might be, you know, yelling at Bruno. I'm not really yelling at Bruno per se. I'm yelling at his seizures because the epilepsy makes me mad sometimes, and I know I react like that. And sometimes it's hard. We're humans. You can't help it. You know, and I'm not just like his caregiver. I'm his wife. So it makes it a little more harder for me sometimes, because sometimes I'm just like, I don't, you know, can't we just have like a normal day? Because Bruno and I together, we're pretty calm people. We're not like, you know, overly crazy. We don't really fight. And usually if we have a fight, it's about epilepsy, which is, it's not about money. It's not about, you know, someone cheating. Like, we don't have time for any of that anyway. Like, we're not those kind of people, but we don't fight about anything like that. We fight about like a seizure. And then it just makes us sad, because then we stop ourselves and we're like, wait, what are we fighting? We're fighting about something that is not even our fault. You know, we catch ourselves and we like kind of laugh sometimes, and we're just like, no, come on. And then we hug it out and we move on, right? Yeah, so sometimes he even reacts badly from a seizure. It's not just me. Sometimes he comes out of a seizure and he's like, oh, I'm okay. And sometimes
he's in your mood.
Yeah, sometimes you're mad. Yeah, sometimes you're mad.
I get worse even during a seizure.
Yeah, sometimes we're both mad, because it is a very like aggravating situation sometimes, especially if we're just kind of like chilling, watching a movie or eating or something, and then all of a sudden there's a seizure and you're like, come on, like, leave us alone for 5 minutes. We're trying to enjoy our dinner together, or just trying to watch like The Mandalorian or something. Like, we're just trying to be chill. So reactions are dependent on you know, your situation and what's going on. But the best thing to do for the caregiver and for the person who's having the person you're taking care of, let's say, is to just not beat yourself up about it. Like if I react and I say the F word and this word and that word, you know, I have to remember, you know, I'm just trying to get my emotions out, and it's not anyone's fault, and it's not like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm not being who I am and it's making me become someone else, but it is who I am. I'm just reacting because I'm upset and I don't want Bruno to have seizures because I love him. So it's like a different reaction. And Bruno reacts sometimes because sometimes he gets upset that he's having a seizure and he doesn't want to deal with it anymore. And you know, you have that, and then we kind of pull ourselves together and we're like, okay, this is what we're dealing with. And then we move on, right? We move on and we just get back to our life. And I think everyone needs to do that. Just like keep living as best you can. And that's why we started Here for Epileptics, right? That's one of the main reasons. Mm-hmm. For people to realize, hey, I have this, I'm married, I'm with someone. Also, keep living.
Let's get going.
Let's keep going. Exactly. No, give up. So that's the main thing. Don't give up, right?
No one gives up.
No one should give up. Yeah. Okay. What's the next question, Bruno? We'll keep it moving.
All right. I'm more describing a pre and post serious responsibilities.
Okay, this is very important. Pre and post. So let's say we're having dinner as an example, and I see Bruno starting to have a seizure. Now, I notice right away, you can tell right away when he's about to have a seizure. You know, his head might start going down, his eyes might start rolling in the back of his head. There's things, like he's not sitting his normal way. You could tell like he's gonna have something happen, okay? And I've been with him for long enough to know what's gonna happen. So usually you don't know if he's gonna try to pull his placemat full of food and drink away from him onto his lap or put his hand in it. So the first thing I do is I see what's around, and you gotta kind of do this in a quick fashion. Move that mat out of the way, move the drink out of the way. His parents were over the other night, so his mother moved his drink out of the way. I moved his plate out of the way. And then, you know, you just make sure that the person's not like gonna go sideways and slam into the wall, or, you know, fall out of the chair or whatever it might be, or lift the table. So that's what I look for. And if all things are okay, I don't even touch him. I just let the seizure go through. When he's done, I'm like, I ask him questions. Post, you know, sometimes I ask him his name, I'll ask him his birthday, I'll ask him where he is to know if he's coming out of the seizure. And then I'll ask him if he's hurt, if I didn't see him get hurt. He might have hurt himself. Sometimes he gives himself whiplash, you know, from like, you know, flailing his body. That always doesn't happen, but it could happen where he's like, ow, my neck hurts. And that can happen hours later. It'd be like, ow, my arm hurts, my back hurts. And it could be, or you pull a muscle, because, you know, people with epilepsy tend to tighten up as well. Yeah. So sometimes he actually hurts a muscle and you could feel like this big chunk of like muscle that's just like hard. Because he hurt himself. But it's different every time. There's no like one set of rules, right? For seizures or epilepsy. But definitely post, you make sure the person's fine. Then I just move his mat in front of him with the drink and food. And then he continues eating. And then we continue our dinner. Sometimes we have music on. Sometimes we have the TV on. And sometimes he'll say, can you turn the TV off if it's bothering him? And that's what we do. And we just do what we can. So that's an example of a pre and post, Bruno, I think, seizure. Just from dinner. And that can happen in any room of the house, anytime.
Okay. And what about, last but not least, the importance of insurance and medication?
Okay, insurance and medication. Insurance especially, I want to touch upon, because that is something Here for Epileptics, the organization, wants to be involved with and eventually help people who don't have insurance, let's say, or money, because prescriptions, doctor's visits, medical, like, if there's surgery involved, if the doctor wants to do surgery, this stuff is expensive. If you don't have insurance, it's even more expensive. So we do want to help people either find ways that they can get help paying for these things, or eventually, if we have enough money in our donation fund and all that, actually be able to help people afford and pay for these things and help them get the resources they need to do that. And maybe even help them pay for it would be good. But that's not a short-term thing. That's a long-term thing. There's a lot of rules and HIPAA and everything involved. So we're definitely have that on our list. But for Bruno, he has insurance. He's had insurance with his old job. He has Medicare. He's eligible for that with his condition. But it only has really doctor's visits and hospital visits. It doesn't include prescriptions unless you pay for a separate part of the Medicare. So I have him under my insurance because it makes more sense instead of him paying for a separate insurance and I'm paying for a separate insurance. I get a better insurance by adding my spouse, which is always good. And it makes it easier for me because all the insurance bills go through my name and he's like a subset. So it's easier for me. I can see everything. I know the insurance number. It's the same card number, everything. So it actually makes our lives easier. And I also handle all of his prescription ordering. Bruno's on 5. Right now, we weaned him off of an old medication that the doctor and we figured out wasn't really working. And he's on a new medication that actually, instead of having a 5% like working rate, it's like some people have shown like 30% of it works on 30% of the people that are using it. So it's actually has a higher probability for Bruno. So we're testing it. Additionally, he's on 4 other medications. And this not only includes neurological or epilepsy medication, he also is taking Prozac, which is an antidepressant, which works actually with his medications, especially one of his epileptic medications. But for people with epilepsy and a lot of other neurological disorders, a lot of people with some kind of disorder or disability and things like that, there's a higher rate of depression anyway. And especially with epileptics, a lot of people are prone to suicides that have epilepsy because they feel like they're worthless, they're no good, they can't live a normal life, which is one of the things we want to help prevent and help people realize that, yeah, you are worth it and you do have a life. You just have to figure out what life is best for you and accept that there are certain things you won't be able to do, but there's other things you can do. Right, Bruno?
Yes, there's many things
you can do. It's true. Like, Bruno can't go into construction because it's not safe for him. Obviously, he can have a seizure. But we start a nonprofit. He can do that.
There's many ways you can help people.
Yeah, you're good at writing and stuff like that. Another thing is we've decided it's best if we don't have children because of the stress that it'll bring with the other health issues we already are dealing with. But we want to help other kids that have epilepsy and other neurological disorders and seizures, as many as we can. And we also have our nieces and nephews that we're going to help our whole lives. So we're going to spoil them and take care of them and make sure they're safe. And that's how we're going to make an impact with children's lives, right? So we're going to do as much as we can, even if we don't have kids. And we love them anyway. We love children. Bruno knows I play with my nieces all the time. I don't care.
Kids run into me all the time.
Yeah. So we love them. It's not something for us. And everyone is different.
Something else about epileptics. We all look the same. Yeah. People don't even know who is and who is not.
Exactly. Right. You don't know. And everyone has their own situation. I have a friend. Her husband has epilepsy. They have 2 kids. And, you know, he has a seizure every once in a while. Thank God he hasn't had one in like over a year. He drives. He works. They're in a different situation. Everyone has to make decisions based on their situation, what's best for them and what's best for, let's say, children, because you want to be able to take care of those children, not have to worry about them. You want to be able to keep them safe. And for us, we can't keep children safe and also keep Bruno safe. It's not right for either party. It was a really hard decision, but
well,
I think we're happy with our decision,
okay,
though. And yes, also the medication, you know, we don't know
if
it'll
affect
the baby.
Medication.
Yeah.
And having a child with Michelle is not going to come out the same way. If it comes out the same way as I did,
right,
it will be tormenting to me.
Right.
That will put me in depression like no
right.
other.
That as well. Like if we have a child that maybe they have some kind of disorder.
Or autism.
Or even if they have epilepsy, I mean, we can't really handle that. Like, we can't handle it. We know we can't handle it.
I know personally that I can't handle it. I don't want a child that I won't have my own.
Right, to see them facing the same issues.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's really what you have to figure out. And then the other thing Bruno's also on is not just prescription, it's also holistic, aka like CBD oil. That's a holistic product. People use that for various illnesses, diseases, disorders, and it's not just epilepsy, but it does help calm his brain down a little bit. We tried to take him off of it. He actually tried to take himself off of it because he was like, like, oh, maybe it's not doing anything. And we found that it actually is helping because his seizures increased without it. And also your mood was different because it does keep you a little calm. It's not a drug. It's actually a different part of the marijuana plant. It's not like the THC part where it's like addictive and you get all these different reactions. It's the healthier part of it that they extract and they, you know, do that. And it's like natural. And we order it from a place where they're very careful with how they make it. And they actually helped this little girl who had epilepsy called Charlotte, who actually passed away from her seizure. She passed away from COVID, not even from seizures, which is also sad.
And her, so were her mother?
Her seizures were under control and she passed away, which is sad, but they developed this product and named it after her. So it's in her honor and Bruno takes it. And we've met the people who actually started the place. They're really nice guys and they really want to help people. They really just want to help people. So, you know, they're really good guys too. So I think those are the things that is why insurance and medication is both important. And especially if you're having seizures or you don't know what to do, you need to talk to a medical professional because they can help you the most. You know, we're not medical professionals. We're just, our conversations are based on experience and what we've been through and reality of what we go through. But that doesn't apply to everyone. But everyone has a story. So that's what we're trying to do here. So anything else, Bruno?
Not really. I think we hit everything on the dot, I think.
Yeah, almost, I think so too.
For now.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be recording some more. We'll be talking some more.
Yes.
On the future podcast.
Right.
And we'll get back to other information that we want. And we want you as well to come speak with us or to come visit and share your stories.
Yes.
With us as well. So anyone who has a story about being epileptic and want to share, or you know, their feelings and how they're better, doing better now than they were in the past, we'll love to have them visit.
Yes, that, and also, if you want to check out our website, there's a lot of information on there. We add stuff all the time. Bruno actually wants me to add some more things, a blog. We're going to have a couple of more videos on our YouTube page. Bruno wants to share some of actually what a seizure looks like that he has. So we're going to share that. There'll be a little bit of a intro to that he's giving to me. And we'll see where we go. And then check out our website, aheroforepileptics.org. There's valuable information about epilepsy. You can download some documents. You can put on your wall. I have it actually in my cabin in the kitchen. It talks about what to do if someone has a seizure. And that's really not for me as much as if there's someone over and Bruno has a seizure and they need to help me, for them to know what to do. It's good to have. And other information, you can also donate, you can support our mission, you can support us raising more awareness about epilepsy and things like that. And also you can support the podcast. So, we look forward to hearing from everyone. And thank you so much. Thank you, Bruno, for joining.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. And we will talk to you soon. We have a lot more content coming. Thanks.